ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. I'm really sorry I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted to say
what
hello, hello, hello.
What the hell was that?
I'm Sasha.
You sounded like that old 50s
hello,
radio
hello,
voice.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Jax.
Hello, I'm Franco.
See, it's
fun. And this
fun.
Is your daily news.
No, not quite. This is the Can We Help You podcast, where we take your questions, big, small, in between, and we ask them to each other, and then we see if we can help you with them. Sorry, that was bad.
I feel like that these voices really turn us into more of a obnoxious podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's so
that
annoying.
People don't want to
no,
listen
I know,
to.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologized. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I just did. And I apologize wholeheartedly and unreservedly.
Thank you.
I think it's just the season. It's the silly season. And
it is the silly season. It's a season of silliness.
Had my Christmas party recently. It was silly.
Oh, mine's in a few days.
Yeah. Shane's is tomorrow. Look, it was fine. I had a great time. I did have to apologize to someone at work today for something I said.
God.
Jesus. That's not good.
No, it wasn't rude or like, no. I can't really say it on the podcast, but it was just, and it wasn't a serious apology. It wasn't like we'd avoided each other for a few days and I was like, oh, I better say something. It was more I saw him and it triggered a memory of something I'd said and I went, fuck. And I like walked in and I said, hey. He's like, hey.
Sounds like if you can't say it, it sounds like it was, you know, about someone.
No. It wasn't about anyone.
I'll turn the mics off and you say what it is. And
it's
then
not
we
that
can...
bad. It's just.
All right. Here we go. I'll turn the mics off. Why would you say that? Why would you ask someone that?
They had a sax player with the DJ and we were up on the balcony and the dance floor was down below and we were just hyping everyone up. Like it was a really, really good time. But yeah, it was one of those parties that you get out. And it finished at 9, which was a relief because I'm glad it didn't finish too early. Too late, rather.
Oh, my God, that's so early.
Started at 4.
And just as a clue, the thing that Sash said might have indicated that she was keen to go all night. So let's just say that. You really
yeah,
wanted to party
to
hard.
Have a good time.
So what did – when you said that to this person –
Don't
what
talk
did
about
say
it too much because
to
I can't. We can't say it and I don't want people to be like, what are they talking about? This is annoying. Like let's just drop it.
Either way, you had to apologize for your drunk comments.
I just realized that it wasn't this person was a we chat a lot at work, but also not like my closest work colleague by any stretch of the imagination. So it was one of those moments where they were just there, and I was like, "Hey," and.
Oh God!
Nah, it was good though.
People that.
I did get out. Yeah, no, I would never, that's what I mean. I would never normally ask someone unless I was like quite good friends with them. Anyway, hey, it was fine. Everything was fine. But it was one of those parties that you get out and you breathe the fresh air and you go, holy crap, I have been drinking quite a lot. I was not very well.
That's what a good Christmas party's for, though. Open bar.
Yeah, you know what? And I didn't even want to go. I was really like, oh, fucking Christmas party. I'm not a big fan of a Christmas party. I like a smaller group situation. Christmas party, I'm like, oh, fuck, the CEO's there. These people there. Who is that? I don't know who that is. I don't know who, like, 65% of the company I work at is. Like, I don't know who they are.
Yeah. It's honestly not that different from a wedding. You don't know anyone there and the wine is free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. It is basically a wedding.
True, true, true.
But you get drunker at a Christmas party, I reckon.
And you know what? The problem always is food when it's like a canapé situation. Mm. We got there and it was these weird little tarts in like these kind of like short crust shells with like, I don't know, spiced carrot or something like that. And the other one had like goat's cheese and tomato. And that was all they had coming out for a good hour, I reckon. No, and these were tiny. I'm talking like these tiny little squares. And so when you first get there, the first thing you do is go get a drink. And so straight away you're on the drinks and you don't have any food. And then they started bringing out some more substantial stuff like an hour-ish in. But then it didn't keep coming. It stopped for a while. And then by the time they were really pumping out the food, I'm talking sliders and fish and chips and like beef stick things, we're all on the dance floor. I don't want it. No, they were good beef sticks, but I'm not interested in lining my stomach at that point. I'm having a good time on the D floor.
You don't want a beef stick when you're on the D floor.
Oh, I don't know about you.
This episode should be called Beef Sticks on the D floor.
Beef sticks on the D floor for sure. I can't think of anything else that it should be called. Jax, make a note. But yeah, no, it was a good time. I don't think I have any more sort of like, oh, I do. I have one more lunch. You know, like I'm talking work-related stuff. You know how this time of year everyone wants to see you and everything's happening all at once? I've got one more thing that I've got to do and then I'm home and hosed, which is great.
Home and hosed. My Christmas party's coming up in just a couple of days and I'm not sure how I feel about it because our team is small anyway and this is like the whole, as you said, the whole company. And I don't know, probably 85% of the people. Mm. And it's going to be at a big venue. There's going to be all sorts of things going on.
Where are you guys headed? Is it like a bar or something? Or
well, actually, we haven't quite got all the information yet. All that we know is that
the date. Yeah.
And that it's happening at basically on the beach.
Oh, that's fun. That's a great idea.
On the beach in LA. That sounds lovely.
I'm sure it's going to be like a bonfire. I'm kind of keen to see what it's going
to I hope so.
Yeah, that sounds like just a fun – that's fun. So is there a theme? Like is it like dress beachy?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
On the beach.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Oh, well, you got to go. That's kind of fun that it's a mystery.
Yeah, so I'll keep you posted.
I feel like that'll be something good. See, my company does themes.
Oh, I hate that.
Especially a good dress up. No, I'm fine with that. I love dressing up.
No.
Nah, look, honestly, it's not my cup of tea.
No way.
This year, though, was kind of chill. It was denim and diamonds. So everyone just wore denim. So
what does that even mean?
I think it was taken from Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, that vibe. Like,
oh, right.
Denim and a bit of bling. I wore jeans. Yep. Great. I wore a denim shirt that I had. Great. I wore sneakers.
Great.
And then I went to the $2 shop and I bought a sparkly cowboy hat and that was that. And, it was pretty good. And it actually came up really cool in the photos as well. Whereas sometimes like with themes, like last year's was really broad. So you could, everyone was just dressed up in random things. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like I prefer a theme as opposed to
Themes can get fucked.
No, I love it. I hate dress-ups.
I hate themes. Absolutely not. Not for me. I don't want to do it. I don't want to put the effort in. It's too much work. It's too hard. It never looks good unless you spend too much money. Absolutely not.
You just got to be a bit creative.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Jax. I'm not a big fan of dress-ups. I wish I was because I've seen some amazing costumes. One guy last year came to our Christmas party as SpongeBob, but like in a giant cardboard like – sponge and his head was just popping out of the middle. Great.
Do you know what?
I would never have the time or energy to make that or find that.
There's two types of people who love dress-ups. One are people with heaps of charisma who are like, oh, my God, I spent all this time, blah, 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 and they're super cool and super fun and super funny. Number two is people who are super fucking hot and look good in anything. They're the only people who like dress-ups. Everyone else hates them. Anyway, we're going to – do you think – I think this year, again, we'll have our big Christmas episode. I will do one long episode rather than two, and we'll take all your Christmas questions, get them in now, start sending them in because it's getting to that time
of
the year.
Send us your Christmas questions. You listening right now, you must send us a question.
We'll take them all.
Christmas tax is separate.
Christmas tax is a separate tax. And we'll help you with all your Christmas issues, questions, problems, queries, thoughts. And if you have anything else fun that you want to send through, Christmas related, send it through.
Also, I think last year we didn't just do Christmas. We also did like family vacation or holiday, New Year's. Like, who do I kiss at New Year's?
It doesn't need to be about Christmas.
Yeah, just festive season, work related stuff. You know, should I get my boss a Christmas present? Like
holiday season questions.
Yeah. And get them in now, please. Yeah.
We'll take them all.
Get them in now, please, because, should have been asking earlier.
Get them in. We need them and we're going to help you. And, you know, it's our gift to you for Christmas every year is us helping you with your problems. Are we going to do presents for each other this year?
No. The one year we did that, it just did not work.
Yeah. Hey, it's fine.
Well, we never ended up with them. I can't even remember.
I think we should do another Secret Santa.
I don't want to, please. Didn't you get Jax a bobblehead thing?
I got him stupid sexy Flanders, but I was just looking behind because I'm not sure if I've still got it or if it made it to you or if I chucked it out. Do you have it?
Okay, I've got an idea. Let's do a Secret Santa, but instead of giving it to each other, let's pick one listener who sends in a Christmas question and we'll send you our Secret Santa.
Okay. But who are we buying for? Like, or are we just...
We don't know. It's a Secret Santa.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering is, do we get them... Do we buy a gift and then give it to whoever sends in a question, or do we listen to their question, figure out what they need and then send it to them?
Oh, no, that's way too much work.
I don't think we're
going to have time for that. Okay. Secret Santa, you get a gift. You don't know who it's going to go to. We pick a Ronnie at random and we'll send you our Secret Santa. Can we help you, Secret Santa? Limited edition, never been done before on this show.
Okay, because we're fucking once again live brainstorming and we're trying to figure this all out. You're announcing it before we've even Ronnie's, we have not talked about this. This is completely off the cuff.
Hey, that's when the best ideas come up.
Okay, but some people put in fake email addresses. How the hell do we tell the person? Okay, because what we're going to have to do is with every question, we're going to have to write their contact details, whatever they've provided to us.
Okay, here's what we do. No, you're overthinking.
Put it into a hat and draw it out so that it's there.
You're overthinking it.
How else do we pick who wins?
By sending in a good question, I guess. The same way we always pick our questions. We look at what people have sent in and we choose the good ones.
Yeah, but I don't want to discourage people who might just want to send in a silly question.
Hey, you know that if you ask us about snow tires on your car, that's a good question. So there is no barrier for entry here. Send us your questions on Instagram.
So we can message you.
And we will be able to get back to you. We will look through all of the questions. We will have the episode. We will show each other what our gifts are. We'll ask some questions, and if you're one of those questions, we'll get back to you on Instagram. We'll get all your details.
And if you do, I know a lot of people love the emails. If you do want to send a question on email, if you want to partake in the Secret Santa, send your real email.
Yes.
Or
that's it.
Hang on. Why are we doing this right now? Why don't we just say at the end of the episode, okay, this was the question that won. You then have to get in touch with us.
No,
because then anyone could message in and say, that was my question.
Oh, yeah.
Send in you. If you want to partake in the Secret Santa, look, no pressure if you don't want to. Send in a fake email if you're really that concerned about staying anonymous. But if you want to partake in the Secret Santa, send us a message on Instagram or send it through the email and put in your real email address. And I don't know what it is that you're going to get. It's going to be secret. It's a Secret Santa, but you'll get something.
No, I think we're gonna have to reveal our gifts on the last episode.
Yeah, I don't know now what you're gonna get, but
So send in, yeah, you're going to send in your questions not knowing what you're going to get, and then you're going to listen to the episode and you're going to know what you're going to get.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure. Love a live brainstorm.
Send in your questions. We're paying you to do your tax in a way.
Yeah. Speaking of sending in questions, should we remind everyone you can send it via social media at Can We Help You Podcast or head to the website canwehelpyoupodcast.com. All right.
Okay. Now that we have that sorted.
Jeez, that was messy.
Let's get to a question for this week.
You too with your live brainstorms.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I've got a question here from Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. Thanks for your question. Ronnie writes, hey, guys. I'm getting married in April 2024, hoping to have a honeymoon about a week and a half. We want to feel a little bit of luxury, sun, and relaxation, but don't want to spend a fortune. So we're kind of hoping to do a bit of a larger trip the year after. Where should we book our honeymoon? Maldives seems extreme. Bali seems too bogan. Flying out of Melbourne. Can you please help me?
Of course we can. That is what we are here for. Okay. It's interesting you say Bali's too bogan because I've been looking at Bali and I've never...
It's bogan, man.
There's so many places in Bali to go. It's not just Kuta.
No, see, it's not just Bali is bogan. Like, your holiday won't be bogan, but the fact that you tell all your friends, yeah, we're going to Bali, that's what's bogan.
That's bogan. And so you know
judgmental.
What? When it's your honeymoon, you don't want that. You want that for like a, oh, the missus and I are going off to Bali. Oh, yeah. You don't want, oh, we're honeymooning in Bali.
No, I think it's fine if you say you're going to Indonesia. We're doing a holiday in Indonesia.
I think it's better.
That's a good idea.
We're honeymooning to Indonesia. That's better than going on a honeymoon to Bali.
Just trying to think from because I, like I said, I've been looking. So I want to take like a little weekish long trip next year somewhere where I can lay out for a week pretty much.
Yeah.
And my strategy is whatever is the best on luxury escapes, whether it's in Bali, whether it's in Fiji or whether it's Thailand. I'm just when we can book, I'm just going to pick the best deal and wherever it is. And so, yeah, that's why I started looking at Bali because Bali's cheap. It's so cheap and you can get pretty luxurious. You can get pretty luxurious in Bali for not a lot of money. Butler service, like all-inclusive breakfast, lunch, dinner, massages. Oh, it just, yeah, it looks great. But you don't want to go to Bali, so that's fine. Fiji is good. I just feel like Fiji...
I've never been.
I loved our trip to Fiji. Yeah, Fiji can be really expensive. Like,
not as expensive as the Maldives, though.
Oh no!
You would be surprised. Like Fiji, you can do a Fiji holiday for like a decent price. More expensive than Bali, but you can get away with a decent holiday. But you can spend millions of dollars on a Fiji trip as well. There are like all sorts of private islands and everything. The real rich go to Fiji. Believe me.
Okay.
What about Vanuatu?
What about Cairns? What about one of the Aussie islands? There's some really beautiful islands.
It's expensive to travel within Australia. It's actually cheaper to go overseas. Like a lot of people go to Vietnam lately. I know it's not like beachy, but that could be one.
No, there are beautiful. There's beautiful beaches in Vietnam.
There's great resorts that are not too expensive in Vietnam on the beach.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea actually, Franco.
I guess maybe like Ronnie and their partner don't want to fly too far for such a short trip as well though, which is why...
Like, I don't know. 10 days is not bad.
Yeah, true. I guess what Thailand's about 8.5-9 hours, I think. It's not bad. It's not bad.
I reckon Hawaii. Do Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii is good.
Luxury, sun, relaxation. That's what you want.
But for a cheaper price, I don't think you can get that in Hawaii. Not when you've got to factor in the flights because the flight's long.
Yeah. But the flights could cheap.
The flight's long, but it can be cheap. It can be very cheap. Yeah, we did just out of Hawaii and it was fine.
Beautiful beaches.
It's a bit, it's like you can't really get luxury though on a budget in Hawaii. It's expensive.
Yeah, but it depends what you want.
I think if you want luxury, your options are, like Southeast Asia or Bali, which is, the same thing.
What about Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka's beautiful.
Yeah,
Sri Lanka. Beautiful beaches in Sri Lanka. A little bit cultural as well. You don't have to just do the – if you wanted a bit more than just lying on a resort deck chair, you can go do some really great stuff in Sri Lanka. I'd love to go there. And, if you want sun, New Zealand's out, Japan and all those. Yeah, don't go to New Zealand.
I'd love Japan. Japan would be great. I'd love a honeymoon in Japan. I mean, it's not really sun, beaches kind of thing.
You go to Japan for the snow. Good time. There's no sun there.
You can go in summer. There's just no beaches.
It's good if you want like a good city.
Are there no beaches in Japan?
It is an island, so I assume there must be some kind of beach, but I guess it's not really known for its beaches, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Can confirm there are beaches. They look good. There are theme parks and kind of resorts and stuff near them, but this is just from Google, so I don't really know if they're good. Yeah, perfect. Go to Japan. There you go. Go to japan-guide.com and look at the best beaches in Japan. That's my suggestion.
What about Mexico? Mexico's nice. You can get some nice all-inclusives in Mexico.
Oh, that's far and potentially expensive, right?
I think Mexico's a great option.
No, but you get lots of all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, though, and you can get a really good deal. Yeah. Luxury
you
escapes
again. Puerto Vallarta. You could go to
don't go to Cancun.
Cabo.
You could go to Tulum.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of beautiful places in Mexico. Oh, my God, I want to go on holiday again. I want to go on a holiday like that where you just lie around and someone gives you cocktails. It just sounds heavenly.
I like that, but only for like a couple of days. Then I'd get bored.
Yeah, I'm done with beaches. I've done so many
beachy
places.
You do a lot of beach
places.
Holidays, though.
It's Jess's favourite and like
I've done them. You're not travelling. Because you haven't done Europe or anything, have you?
I haven't done Europe. We've done like America before and that wasn't a beach, but I really liked that. But like when we went to Fiji, we left the resort once maybe because like everything is there that you need and like you've got your food and your beaches and everything and like it's lovely. But
I don't know that I'm into that.
Yeah. No, you need something else for your next holiday.
I also live at the beach.
Sure.
Go on a cruise. Yeah. Go on a cruise, Ronnie.
That's not romantic.
Ronnie.
No.
Go on a cruise.
No.
And you know what? The best part is you got the cruise, you got your little stateroom where you can, hang out, if you know what I'm saying. Then you go to all these beachy ports. Beachy port one, spend the day
there's
on the beach.
There's nothing romantic
there's a pool
about a mass cruise.
On the cruise.
What
there's an adults
have you seen
only
those couples
cruise?
Packages. Yeah, adults only cruise. You can spend time together at like all of the romantic bars and stuff, and they've got
all the romantic bars. You could maybe invite someone in one night if you want to.
Cruises are tailored for couples if you want them to be. I think cruises are completely underrated as a holiday, and I suggest everyone goes on. I think we've had this conversation.
I'm very anti-cruise.
Go on a cruise. Yeah, it's great.
You guys like America though. I think that's why you like cruises because to me, cruising is like capitalism, overconsumption, no nature, like just crap everywhere.
What are you talking about?
People everywhere.
You're literally on nature.
No, but you're surrounded.
You are on nature.
Not when you are surrounded by man-made monstrosity that's full of children.
You're surrounded by the ocean.
Yeah. How do you get? You can't get more naturey than that.
You look out and you just see the horizon. You just see the water.
And you're surrounded
the
by 60,000 other people who are all doing the same thing. Shit.
Mate. It's more like 6,000 and there's 12 bars for you to go to.
See, bars.
Good. It's not the spirit of Tasmania. You're not all sitting there next to each other like this. It's not the ferry from Manly. You have your own room.
Every footage or picture I see from a cruise, there are at least 6 million other people in the background of those photos. You are not alone. You cannot escape from anyone. You can't have a
that
quiet moment.
Absolutely
you have to stay in a
true.
Room where you're stuck in. You can't see outside. Balcony rooms are expensive. So forget about the balcony.
They're cheap.
You're in a fucking room with no windows. Ugh. I just, Cruises okay. give me the heebies. Like, I just cannot get around them. You cannot convince me.
A lot of criticism
me.
Of cruises for someone who's never been on a cruise.
Look, my advice would be get a window. Those fake windows don't count. That is important.
Yeah, don't get a fake window. Get a balcony if you can.
And you can because they are relatively cheap compared to a lot of other holidays.
Did you not see the cruise ship that just came in? Oh, like it was a couple of weeks ago now that sailed from bloody, I think it was Adelaide to Queensland. Not only did they have a COVID outbreak on board, they had a gastro outbreak. Hundreds of people vomiting and sick and touching everything and going to the buffet.
Yeah, well, don't go on a shit cruise.
You can't. It doesn't
That's
matter.
Like saying,
When you are packed with that many people and you're eating buffet foods and you're all sharing the exact same spaces,
the good
you
are cruises going have to sanitizers and all sorts of
On
shit.
That note, also don't go to Mexico because sometimes they have earthquakes and I've heard that there are tsunamis sometimes in Bali. So
there are
there you
always,
go.
Always gastro outbreaks on board cruise ships. Like that wasn't the first time. It happens all the time. All the time. It's disgusting. It is so feral.
Go on a cruise.
I've personally had two good experiences on cruise.
Jax, if you think Bali is bogan, cruises are bogan. Look at the people who go on cruises.
When all of the crew on the cruises, like they've all got their own stories and you love talking to these people because none of them are Australian. You feel like you're international the second you go on board. Yeah. It's lovely.
People from all over the world are there. There's none of this getting drunk on the beach like Australia, Bali.
I've never had so many pina coladas since I was on a cruise.
So much
I love pina coladas.
Yeah. And you have to share the pool with fucking pissing kids and like, oh my God.
No, there's an adult pool.
Kids go to the kids club.
And how many adults are in the adult pool? Do you find it relaxing to sit in a pool with 45 other people? I personally don't. I would much rather not be near anyone when I'm having a swim in a pina colada.
Personally, I had my choice of pools and I picked one that had no one at it and it was lovely.
But don't you have to walk around and be like, oh, that pool's got someone in it. Oh, that pool's got someone in it. Oh, that pool's got someone in it. Like it's not.
Yeah, but you like walking around. It's honestly it's like you're playing a video game or something where everywhere you look, something crazy is going on and you just want to be
a part
horrible. Of it all.
That's not a holiday. That is just, oh my God.
It's entertainment. Cruises. And for the record, I did watch the sunrise. When I was on a cruise, I watched a sunrise from the front of the ship like it was exactly like Titanic and no one else was there. I had solitude.
Yeah, because it's the middle of the morning, first thing in the morning and everyone's pissed from the bloody pina colada shit bar down the road.
I was still drunk, for the record.
Go on a cruise to Bali and then go onwards to Hawaii.
Get a cruise to Hawaii.
I still think go to Hawaii.
Look, I will say, I'm not saying I'll never go on a cruise, but the idea of a cruise repulses me and it is far from my idea of a good time. But I acknowledge that I will probably go on a cruise one day and I'm prepared to be proven wrong, but you can't convince me before I go that it's a good thing. Like,
Sasha's
going
to be one of those seniors, like those 85-year-old women you see who decided to sell all of their belongings and live on the cruise boat.
Live on a cruise ship.
Go on a cruise like 7 times a year. That's going to be you. And you're going to be like, oh, I love cruising. Oh, it's so great.
When you're 80, not when you're a young person and you can move, you don't need to be transported everywhere and be like, oh, it's so convenient to have the bar and the restaurant right next to each other. We're young. We should be living, not fucking living on a cruise ship where everything's just designed for convenience and consumption. I don't like it.
Have you seen End that brand. Cruise they've got that has like those iFly things so you can kind of like pretend you're skydiving on the cruise?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Some of them have water slides.
You can do all of that on land. Why do you want to do it on a cruise ship? I just don't get
it. There's
only
one iFly in Australia. The cruise is like, that's an exclusive location.
For me, like the beauty of a holiday is relaxing. Like a holiday like that is getting away from it all and you are in it all on a cruise ship. You can never get any peace.
Oh, can I actually say... I mean, they do have like internet and Wi-Fi and stuff on the cruise, but just the fact that your phone doesn't work all the time is actually really good part of it.
You can get that. You can get that in Australia. I'm at my parents' house and I don't have reception. I don't need to go on a cruise to experience that. Anyway,
go on a cruise, and if not a cruise, go to Hawaii. That's my vote.
Go to Southeast Asia via cruise. Yep. That's my suggestion.
No, fly there. Fly there like a normal human being. Fly to Southeast Asia. Get a beautiful little resort. Go check out Luxury Escapes, not sponsored, but they do have a lot of amazing deals with flights and accommodation.
I wish they were sponsored. Maybe we could be the official Luxury Escapes podcast and we could just fly to all the Luxury Escapes things.
Yeah,
and P&O Cruises, if you're listening, we'd happily do a podcast from a cruise.
I don't know about P&O.
Just all of them. Fantastic, is that one of them? I don't know. Whatever cruise companies are out there listening, we're on board.
If you're a good one.
Literally and metaphorically.
I would do it. I would do it for work. I would go on a cruise for work. Like if it was for the podcast, I would do it. 100%.
Well, Ronnie, let us know how you go. Let us know
what
you pick.
Prove me wrong. That's a great advertising campaign. That is a great advertising campaign. Convince the anti-cruiser to love cruising. I'm prepared to be proven wrong.
We should pitch it. We should pitch it. All right. Let us know how you go, Ronnie.
Good luck, Ronnie. Enjoy your honeymoon. Well, that is it for another episode of the Can We Help You podcast. Thank you for listening. If you cruise and you love it, I'm sorry if I offended you. I'm all for people pretty doing what they want to do. Now. It's just not what I'm into. That's just not what I'm into. I don't get it.
Send us a message. If you're a cruise lover, send us a message. Love to hear what you think.
If you're a cruise hater, if you've been on a cruise and hated it, let me know. I'd love to hear from you.
I completely, wholeheartedly agree with that. If you have been on a cruise and you hated it, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because you don't exist.
I'm sure I could Google search it and find it. There was someone on TikTok recently being like, I hate cruising and I've gone on a 2-week cruise and they're like, it's finally over. And I was like, okay, thank you. You validated my feelings.
Oh, I love cruise. It's TikTok. It's not real life.
All right. Send us your questions. Don't forget to send your Christmas questions. There's some weird prize thing happening. I don't know what it is. These two feel like they've got it figured out, so I'll just trust them. And we'll be back in a few days. Thank you.
See you then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.